Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test. Pleasant good evening to you and happy Tuesday. Welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. So we are always grateful to spend this time with you every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time right here on TDN Radio as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead and we remind ourselves on the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So we have another packed program for you today. Today we will actually be featuring a brand new company in Dominica called Simex, S-I-M-E-X-X. And if you're Dominican, but you live outside of Dominica, this is certainly a name you will want to familiarize yourself with, because what Simex Inc. has done is it has taken away the stress and the frustration for those of us who live outside of Dominica. But for example, you're looking to renew your passport, you're looking to get your birth certificate, maybe the title to your house. So they've removed the frustration that often comes with these processes by being the middleman in terms of getting those documents from the officials in Dominica and mailing them directly to you. So we were very privileged to have Simex Inc. join us for a program last week, and we want to bring you that interview. And we're also very happy that they've signed on to be a sponsor of the programs that we do, Push Past 10, Untapped Potential. So we're very happy that they've signed on to be a sponsor of our programs. So what I want to do today, I want to play you the entire interview. Well, most of the interview, because the interview is actually 1 hour long. So I will bring you the larger portion of this interview. And as always, you know, for the rest of the interview, you will be able to sign on to Push Past 10 and see the video and the interview in its entirety. So again, welcome to the program. We're so happy that you're joining us. We hope that you found a reason to be grateful today as we begin a new week together. And as I always say, if you can find a reason to be grateful, just remember that you woke up this morning. So that is already a great place to start. As for me, I'm grateful the weather in Georgia is finally warming up. We had a terribly cold and rainy winter down here in Georgia. So I'm certainly happy to see that the temperatures are improving. The sunshine is coming out. The flowers are starting to bloom. So I know a lot of us suffer from seasonal allergies. So it's that it's going to be that time as well for you. But as for me, I'm enjoying the warmer temperatures and the beauty of the flowers that are springing up. So as we get the program off and starting, let us enjoy this number from Tess and Chin, a song entitled Call on Him, as we get ready to start our program, and then we will roll right into the interview. And just as a note, this week we will not have a tip of the week on the radio program, but what I'm beginning to do is to put the tip of the week to our, on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page. So that gives you a reason to head on over to Facebook and YouTube. And last Wednesday, I did a wonderful short program on making omelets. So we were talking about the M in our three M's in terms of living that healthy lifestyle that so many of us are trying to live. So I did, we talked about meal planning, the importance of prepping your meals in advance, and what do you do when you have those cravings for junk food? So I put that program on our YouTube channel, PUSHPAST10, Push Past 10 on YouTube and Facebook. So that gives you a chance to head on over to Push Past 10 on both YouTube and Facebook and to just kind of check out the other programs that we do on those channels. So again, you can find the tip of the week on our Facebook and our YouTube channel. So please be free to check it out. But for now, let us enjoy this number from Tessa and Chin, and then we will go straight into our interview with Cymex Inc. out of Dominica. Stay tuned.
These are the times when we should open our eyes, start to realize it's getting closer and closer, so we should get closer to the one, closer to him. In a time like now, when the world needs prayer, call on Him and lift Him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. Let's hold hands, we can do this together. We should all call on the One, the One up above, the One that's made us the champion. He's the world's greatest, no other compares to Him. It's a blessing, and I know that He will save us. Don't be afraid, it would only make you stronger. And I know that He'll be here forever, just as long as you believe in Him. Better days will be longer. In a time like now, when the world needs prayer, call on Him and lift Him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. Let's hold hands, we can do this together. We should all call on the One, 'cause this is more than a worldwide crisis. If you're ready, then we can survive this. How I long for you to realize this. Our prayers will work, 'cause if I pray, then you pray. Pray for better days and peaceful energy. The Almighty, His majesty is listening all the way. Time like now, when the world needs prayer, call on Him and lift Him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. Let's hold hands, we can do this together. We should all call on the One. Say a prayer, 'cause He's listening. He's here to hear your words in the morning. When you wake up, if it's even just a verse, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, guide and protect, we're true to wicked. Help us to learn to walk away. Gotta be strong in the hardest days. In a time like now, when the world needs prayer, call on Him and lift Him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. So hands, we can do this together. We should all call on the One. Yeah, got to call on Him. Oh no, I get down on my bended knees, but I call Him, I call Him, and I know that He sees me. So I call Him. Open our eyes, start to realize it's getting closer and closer, so we should get closer to the One, closer to time like now when the world needs prayer. Call on him and lift him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. Let's hold hands, we can do this together. We should all call on the one, the one up above, the one that's made us the champion. He's the world's greatest, no other compares to him. It's a blessing, and I know that he will save us. Don't be afraid, it would only make you stronger. And I know that he'll be here forever, just as long as you believe in him. Better days will be longer. In a time like now, when the world needs prayer, call on him and lift him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. Let's hold hands, we can do this together. We should all call on the one, cause this is more than a worldwide crisis. If you're ready, then we can survive this. How I long for you to realize this. Our prayers will work, cause if I pray, then you pray. Pray for better days and peaceful energy. The Almighty, His Majesty, is listening all the way. In a time like now, when the world needs prayer, call on Him and lift Him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. Let's hold hands, we can do this together. We should all call on the one. Say a prayer, cause He's listening. He's here to hear your words. In the morning, when you wake up, if it's even just a verse. To the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, guide and protect, we're true to wicked. Help us to learn to walk away. Gotta be strong in the hardest days. In a time like now, when the world needs prayer, call on Him and lift Him higher. Look what's going on around us, yeah. Make a change in yourself for the better. Let's hold hands, we can do this together. We should all call on the
Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com. Or call 877-698-9894.
Dominican living overseas and you need important documents from Dominica, such as your passport, your birth certificate, or any other official documents, then we're happy to introduce you to Cymex Inc., a full-service company dedicated to meeting your needs for document retrieval if you're from Dominica but you live outside of Dominica. It is a stress-free way for Dominicans overseas to retrieve documents such as your passport, your birth certificate, and other official documents that you need from Dominica. So a brilliant idea. Hi, everyone. I'm Simone, and welcome back to our Push Past 10 platform. If this is your first time joining us, we are a platform dedicated to advancing the lives of our people in Dominica and the Caribbean, advancing the lives of friends of the Caribbean at home in our beautiful islands as well as overseas. So come on in, share the life. You will want everyone to know about this particular company because I think most of us who live overseas have experienced the frustration of trying to retrieve important documents, trying to get your passport renewed, maybe trying to get a new passport, trying to get your birth certificate, or any other formal documents you need from Dominica. So come on in, share the live, let everyone know that we're here. Of course, click the notification button so you will always know when we are live. So let us welcome our guests to the program as we learn more about Cymex. So guys, welcome, welcome. Nice to have you on board and congratulations on this new business venture.
Thank you.
Yes, hi, Vanelle. Nice to have you on board.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, Simone is fine. Yes, so let's just start with an introduction. We see lots of people already coming in because I know a lot of people are going to be interested in your service. So Ilhana, let's start with you. Just introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your professional background, and then we will get into the meat of the matter.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Ilhana Alexis, and I'm the director for Cymex. Cymex, as Simona said, is a new company that has recently been, I would not say that recent because we have been a registered company since 2022. So Cymex is a company that is intending to revolutionize the way that Dominicans overseas are able to access services in Dominica. So in terms of my background, I have a bachelor's degree in finance and I have a master's degree in public administration. It was after doing my public administration degree that, you know, I really got a lot of the ideas that I have in terms of Cymex and what I want Cymex to do. I am from Dominica. I worked in Dominica as a teacher, and I also worked in Dominica at DYBT, Dominica Youth Business Trust, and, you know, helping young people with businesses, plan their businesses and grow their businesses and develop their enterprises. And then I also worked at the Ministry of Commerce, helping entrepreneurs as well. So I have a lot of background in terms of helping people with businesses. And I guess at this point, I decided to start my own business as well. So that's a little bit about me. I guess you'll find out a little bit more, much more about Cymex in the next few minutes. And with us today, we also have our admin coordinator in Dominica. So Cymex is established in Dominica, and we have an administrative coordinator with us tonight. Her name is Vanelle Christopher. Vanelle, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, so we will go over now to Vanelle, and she introduces herself, and she tells us a little bit of her background, and I am going to go ahead and share the live to as many platforms as possible, because I think so many of us need to know about this information. So Vanelle, welcome to the program.
Hi, Simone. Hi, and thank you for the introduction, Ilhana. Okay, so yes, as Ilhana said, my name is Vanelle Christopher, and I am pleased to be a part of Cymex Inc. I recently completed my bachelor's in international management with Global Campus, formerly known as University of the West Indies. And I am very passionate individual when it comes to helping people. And again, I must say I'm very happy to be a part of Cymex Inc. I have worked at a real estate office before as a property manager. And prior to that, I worked at a law firm. And I am very familiar with the government departments. So I think I blend in very nicely with Cymex Inc. and what it wants to offer to Dominicans.
Yes, excellent. So thank you. Thank you guys for being here to tell us more about Cymex. We're going to go ahead and share the live. I'm also going to send the links to you as well, Ilhana, so you can share it with everyone who will be interested in this program. But Ilhana, just go ahead and tell us a little bit more about how the concept of Cymex came about and how you developed the idea.
So when I graduated in 2015 with my, as I said, I have a master's in public administration, I returned home and, you know, it's difficult finding a job, especially as a newly graduated person. So in the meantime, I got this little gig at the registry as a probate clerk. So I did it. I did it. It was holding on for someone that was on pregnancy leave for some time. So I did it, and while performing my duties as a probate clerk, I realized, you know, like how it is inside of the registry. Like I saw potential in terms of doing something like that. But at the time, it was kind of like an impossible thought for me because, I mean, to do something like that, I would have to have a website, obviously, because if you wanna target people outside of Dominica, you're obviously gonna have to have a website. And at that time, I was basically unemployed, and at that point, working minimum wage. So it was not something that I could do at the time. So I had it at the back of my head. But my experience inside there, you know, seeing how everything works, seeing how people come to get their records, seeing processing the probates for people, and not processing it, but, you know, getting the documentation ready for the people and stuff like that, that kind of gave me an idea of what happens behind there. So I was actually calculating and saying, well, that's something that someone can do for somebody and get it, you know, to get it for them from wherever they are, because obviously they can get it done, but they would have to have it sent to them. And then there was one time when, while in there was this lady, and she, I think she lived in England, and she came to get some probate or something. And for some reason, she insisted in putting $20 in my hand. There was $20 or £20 or something, trying to put it in my hands. And I kept telling her, ma'am, I cannot take any payment for that. I'm doing my job. And she kept trying. And I was like, no, you don't need to do that. I'm doing my job. You can hold your money, you know? And then I let her hold the money. And I told her, well, come back this afternoon and you'll get your documents, you know, I'll get it ready for you and everything. So I realized also from that interaction how, you know, willing people are when they're overseas to, you know, to even pay to get those things mm-hmm. done for them. You know, they're mm-hmm. like, and especially, you know, if you get this service, you really appreciate it. So I took all this and I put them behind my mind. Going through life after that for the past maybe probably about 9 years or 8 years, I never really... I thought about it, but I never really, you know, made a move towards it until one time a friend of mine and I were talking, and I was like, we were talking about business in Dominica, you know, and certain ideas of things that could work. And then I was like, oh, what about that? I have this idea for a long time. Why don't we, you know, try it? And one time I started working on the website and started doing all those things and getting it together, getting it incorporated and putting all the ideas together and stuff like that. So it was really like a long time in the making, but it was like the idea came, and then, you know, I got a chance and the opportunity to develop it. So now I'm working on it and developing it mm-hmm. and getting the idea into reality.
Yes, well, it's a fantastic idea. And of course, we always want to acknowledge everyone who's joining us on Facebook. We already have about 40 people who are here with us. And we say good evening to Mrs. Ophelia Marie. Nice to have you on board. Caddis Lipso Queen, Mrs. Ophelia Marie is here. Tom, Marella, Bernice, Pat, Barbara, Aluchi, Carl Kofi James. Nice to have you on board. Happy belated birthday to you, Carl. Megan, Holly, Pat, Barbara, Anthony Simon, Giselle Stevenson. So we have a lot of people joining. So guys, go ahead and share the live, because if you or someone you know has experienced the frustration of trying to renew your passport, your Dominica passport, but you don't live in Dominica, you've been trying to get your birth certificate, you've been trying to get any sort of official document from Dominica, this is the service we want to share with everyone. And I think I just shared it, so about 20 pages. Because I truly believe in the service that you're offering. So let us start by having the conversation about what are the services that you offer to the general public. And then we will go ahead and take a tour of your website, because you've done a fantastic job with the website. So just kind of introduce us and tell us some of the services that you offer on the website, some of the services that you offer via your company, and then we will take a tour of the website. Anybody can go.
Okay, I will start. Some of the services that we offer are, besides what you listed, if somebody wants to retrieve a copy of their company documents, we also provide that. And something as simple as retrieving a copy of the certificate of title. And by certificate of title, expunged by a copy of the caveat, if there's a caveat on the property, if they want a copy of an affidavit of long possession, whatever it deals with when it comes to retrieving anything from the titles department, we can also retrieve that for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of walk us through the process, because of course you try to make this process as simple as possible. So just walk us through the process. Let us, for example, say I am interested in renewing my passport. So just walk us through the process. What would I do first, next, and so on?
So if you are interested in getting your passport renewed, we do have a page on the website where you can click on the passports. You click on application for vital documents. You go in there, then passport application, if that's what you're interested in, then you can click on more and it will take you to a page where you can see more information about the process. So right there, you'll see the information about the process. You would request our service. Requesting our service would mean that you are going to pay the our service fee. Once you pay our service fee, it will also send you information on how to go forward. We have different packages for the service. It depends on the level of service that you need. So if you just need someone to drop off and pick up your passport for you, if somehow your passport is in Dominica already, or you have everything ready and you just want us to drop it off and pick it up, then that would be our basic plan. And then our standard plan would include everything that includes there. It would include, you know, we would get your materials. We would also get your birth certificate, and if you need a marital certificate, we'll get your documents as well that you need from the registry if you need any. Then we'll also make sure that all the parts of your application are filled with signatures. We'll get them done. And we'll get all that done for you and put it in and pick it up and use whatever shipping that you have prepared for that service. So our fees are separate from the service. When we send information for you, we send a whole information package. We send you all the application form. We send you a link to pay for the application, because you don't pay us the application fee for the passport. You pay directly on the ePay platform of the government of Dominica. So that doesn't come to us. You pay directly. And when you pay it, I think there's a code that you get or something that you can give us that we can use to look it up and show that you paid for the service. Mm-hmm. So once we do everything for you and we get the passport renewed, we will use whatever mailing provisions that you've made and we'll send it for you. That's if you're doing the second option. The third option is for the people who just want assistance throughout the entire process. So if you want assistance for the entire process in filling the form, you want assistance to fill a form, you want assistance to put your materials together, then that will be the premium option. And we would basically give you a virtual assistant to get everything together and make sure that every step of the way you have assistance. So,
right. And I also like the fact, Elhana, that you guys are very transparent, that your prices are listed on the website, so there's no guessing. But I just had a quick question, and then I want to come over to you, Vernelle, to just kind of tell us about the status of passport renewal in Dominica, because I think our audience would be interested in that, because we know we've had some challenges in that area. But Elhana, do we have to have special permission in order to have someone else besides the person retrieve those documents? Is there a requirement for any special permission, letter, or anything? I think our audience would be interested in knowing.
Right. So because we are a company incorporated in Dominica with, that's our purpose. Mm-hmm. We do have the authorization and recognized by the immigration office. So if we bring it in, because we have already made those relations as a company, we are able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That is wonderful to hear.
You would not need to do a notarized letter.
So very important. Everyone who's watching this on Facebook and YouTube Live, as well as those who will listen via Untapped Potential on the radio, keep in mind, because they are a registered company, you do not have to send a notarized letter to say, for example, Vernelle, who's the one in Dominica, has permission to retrieve these documents on your behalf. So they've already done the legwork. They've already established themselves. And I can tell that this is a company that is very sturdy. This is not a vikivai, oh, I have this idea and let me put a website up and, you know, let's just see how it works. No, they've done their research. They have the connections. We all know in Dominica, sad but true, if you don't have the correct connections in different departments, a lot of times you cannot get things done or it takes a longer time. So I think it is important that we have folks that have connections that can get these processes done on our behalf. So Vanna, let me come to you because I think as Dominicans, we've all heard that there are some challenges with renewing passports. So kind of just tell us about the status of passports in Dominica at this time.
Well, there was a challenge with the printer, but that was soon rectified. And I have been in constant communication with the inspector, Derek Centro. Earlier today, I spoke with him and everything is under control. So there has been some challenges, but that has been rectified.
Okay, excellent. So if, for example, someone is interested in renewing their passports and they send you all the information, what is an estimated time, would you say, in terms of getting the passport renewed and getting it prepared to be shipped back to the person?
Well, what we would like to do for our clients is to have the passports ready for them in 1 week's time.
Okay.
Providing that it is submitted. So we will start from the day that it's submitted, because what can happen and what we would like to avoid is having for clients to send documents back and forth. So before they send the documents, we'll require from them by a soft copy, the copy of their application, a copy of their picture, and everything else that would be needed, and then we can tell them to go ahead and send it. So once it's submitted, we don't expect to get any problems with the immigration department saying that this picture is too short or the lighting is too dark or that their ears is not shown properly or they should not have worn that glasses or anything of the sort. So we're trying to prevent that. So once it's submitted, a week after submission, we would expect to have the passports ready.
Excellent. So I think that is wonderful. And I know you have a frequently asked section on your website, so we will look at that. But I want us to do a tour of the website because, again, the website is very well laid out. So I want us to do a tour so people can see the information on the website. But we're already getting feedback that this is a great idea. We have Black Suede Chillingford, and this person is saying, very interesting, excellent ideas. Simplify some of the most frustrating and time-consuming transactions. Great service. He says, the person says, guys, but great service, ladies. Then we have Elsa Alexis, great work. Simplifying the process for the people. So already we're getting feedback that this is a great idea. So guys, don't forget, share the live. Let everyone know that we are here. I'm talking about renewing your passport, getting that certificate of title, getting your birth certificate if you live overseas. So let us just walk through the website. So we will start on the homepage. And what I like about the homepage is that there's a virtual assistant. So if you look in the bottom right of the website, it says, welcome to Cymex Inc., your trusted contact for seamless transactions in Dominica. We have a dedicated team ready to assist you. And then if you go to the top of the page and you click on the three lines, it will take you immediately to the services offered, so you can read through the wonderful information provided here, and then it takes you to renewing your passport and other requests for services. So let us talk about other types of services, just to give an idea of what we can expect in terms of other services that folks might be interested in. So let's talk about that, other services.
So the other services can be anything. So it's anything that you want done in Dominica. As long as it's possible, we will do it for you. So there are some things that we have listed We have already thought about it and put it together, probably have a plan of how to go about it. So we have a list of things that are possible. Simone, if you click on request other services, it takes you to like a form where you can ask for whatever service you need.
So, right. So I have to stop sharing the screen and then share the screen again. So let me do that. Let's make sure we're on the right screen. Yes, but go ahead and talk while I do so.
But so it takes you to a page where you can actually request what you want. We have a list of possible things that you might want, that we know people might want. Probably we know like a larger amount of people might want, but you may want a customized service. You may want something that we may not have on our list. So you just select other and then you tell us what you want. We try to get in contact with anyone who sends us a message within 24 hours. So even if you send a message on a Saturday and 24 hours is on a Sunday, you will get a response within 24 hours. So these are the services. Like, I mean, there are some people who are living overseas, they want different documents. I mean, you might want to go to your high school and get a transcript. You may want to get a baptismal certificate. You may want to get a police record. You may want to get so many different things that you need that you cannot get to it. We have all those other services that we plan to do, but I do not want to discuss other things like in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. But the things that we already have, I mean, if you can think of anything that you need done, then there's a very high possibility that we can assist you with it.
Yes, and I'm happy that Mixed Breed reminded us to post the website. So for those who will listen on the radio, the website is www.cymex.org, and that is S as in Simon, I as in India, M as in man, E as in Edward, XX, so two X's at the end. So SIMEXX.org is the website for more information. So now let's, and guys, feel free to ask your questions as you're coming into the Facebook Live. So now let us look at your frequently asked questions, because I think here too, we will be able to get some answers to some questions that many folks may have. So let us go over to your frequently asked questions, and we can just talk about it as well. So your primary services, we offer practical options for doing business in Dominica, overseas. We also provide customized services. So guys, don't just think about renewing your passport, your birth certificate, or your certificate of title. There are, if you need like a transcript, like Elhana just said, you can request the service. If they're able to accommodate you, they will. If they can't, then they will let you know that it is not possible at this time.
Well, let me interrupt.
Yes.
So many times, if we cannot, we'll try to connect with someone who can. So we try not to be the, oh, we cannot help you. We try to connect you with someone. Well, even things like, I mean, you need a lawyer in Dominica to do something for you. Yes. We'll connect you with a lawyer.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You need a professional. You need to build. We'll find a contractor for you. We'll find someone to do what you want to do. So anything that you want to do in Dominica, it's like your connection in Dominica. It's your link in Dominica. Mm-hmm. I know some people have family or friends in Dominica, and they will ask them to do things for them. But at this point, you don't need to do that. You don't need to ask for any favors. What you can get, you have an option to get quality service, quality service from us. And I'm sure that you would appreciate getting service where we are committed to your satisfaction.
Right, because I mean, the possibilities are endless, Elhana, when we start going down that road, right? Because yep. I know, for example, there are a number of Dominicans, and Vanel, feel free to jump in as well. There are a number of Dominicans who own a property in Dominica. Maybe I just want to get my yard cleaned. So right. That it doesn't look like an abandoned building, to encourage anyone to go breaking into my home. Maybe I just need a landscaper. So it is wonderful to hear that you don't say no. You say, let me find someone who can help you in that department. Now, is there a fee for that?
Well, no. If we cannot help you and we connect you with somebody, we don't have a fee for it. Okay. I mean, also, like, if you do not know where to turn, like you do not know what to do, like you have something to do in Dominica, but you do not know where to turn or where to start, mm-hmm. you can contact us and we can give you that information and you that free information in terms of just telling you what to do. Yeah. It's your link. It's your connection mm-hmm. in Dominica. So mm-hmm. For instance, if you want to do something and you have no idea where to start or who you could go to, you can ask us and we can connect you with somebody. There's no fee for that because we're helping out.
mm-hmm. Yeah, anything you would like to add, Bernal?
Yes, I wanted to add that if somebody wants to do something as simple as paying their insurance policy, if you don't have a family member or all your family members are abroad and you want to just get this simple service done, we can assist. If you need somebody to bill you your house and you do not know, you want to start from the ground, you need an architect, you need a plumber, you need a painter, you need somebody who's good in doing cupboards, we can put you in touch with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're just joining us again, we're here with Cymex Inc. They are registered in Dominica and it is a full service company for anyone who's living outside of Dominica, but you're looking to retrieve documents, you have questions about doing business in Dominica, they are available and of service to you. And now let us talk about, of course, that is a great question. I'm happy that you included it in your frequently asked questions. And that is, do you provide services to people in Dominica? So do you anticipate that folks in Dominica will take advantage of this company, Bernal?
Yes, certainly, because there are people who may not have people that they are close with, or you know, some people might want to keep their business private.
Yes.
And they just get something simple done, but you know they do not want to include their family members in their business. They could come to us, give us a call via Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp message, email, and we'll be there to assist.
Mm-hmm. So it's not absolutely possible. Now in general, what are some of the challenges do you anticipate in terms of being able to conduct business? I know sometimes it's difficult maybe to get the right passport picture, maybe the picture is incorrect. So let us just talk about some of the challenges you anticipate with your company.
Some of the challenges I think we'll anticipate most likely are those beyond our control. For example, if there is like the problem we had recently with the printer at the immigration department, wherever it was, this is one problem that we can expect to anticipate because, to be honest, things happen. And also, if there is staff are short staffed at the registry, there is something going on internally that cannot be helped, these are some of the challenges we expect.
Mm-hmm. Anything you can think of, Elhana?
We also want to make sure that, you know, people understand that we are assisting, we are the middlemen, right? Mm-hmm. So we are facilitating whatever transaction that you would like. So I think it will be a challenge, you know, sometimes in terms of setting expectations and making sure that people understand that we, we are not, for instance, if there's a decision, like if something is, there's a holdup or things like that, it is not beyond our control, one. And two is like, for instance, if you want to do a passport, we have to make sure that we are following the regulations and what is required. So just to set expectations, you know, so that people understand a lot of it is beyond our control. Mm-hmm. Whenever we receive any materials, any application materials, these materials have to be in order before we send it in. So we will be, you know, in order, because we anticipate that people may have, you know, as Vernal mentioned, sometimes the picture may not be right and stuff like that. We, on our end, we will be making sure that everything is in order before we take it in. So when we take it in, the only thing that could be wrong would be inside of whatever office that it's coming from. So we will be getting everything in order first. So you mm-hmm. won't be, we will not be sending it in and then calling you and telling you, hey, your picture was wrong. You need to send another picture after you've waited a whole after you've waited the entire week, and we put it in. We won't be doing that. We will be telling you from the time we receive the photo, we know what the photo is supposed to look like, we know what are the requirements. We'll be telling you from that very point, there's a, you need to send another photograph, and doing that. So also to set the expectation as well. So if we say we'll get your passport in a week, but your documents have been going back and forth because you are sending us the wrong thing, you cannot expect it to be in a week. Because
and you know, you have to say that because some people are not practical. They're like, well, you said a week, so now you have two more days.
Right. So that is the thing. That's why I say that's one of the challenges, and to set expectations, because people will, they will hear a week and they'll be like, okay, it takes a week. So then no matter what I do, if I send it and then it's wrong and then it takes another 3 days before I send the right one, then I should be getting it the next day because that's a week. So just to set expectations, it's not happening like that. It's from the time that we actually receive it and we put it in, we would expect, about a week to get it back.
Right. Now I've also heard that the post office, hasn't been fully operational. So would you encourage your clients to use a courier service to send the documents for you, and then you would be using a courier service to return it to them? Because let's think about it. Even if it's more expensive than the regular mail, first of all, it's more secure and it's better than the price of a ticket to Dominica, right? Because I've seen prices of tickets to Dominica in the 3,000s.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah. I think that is what you would encourage, right?
Right, exactly. It's their choice of which courier service. They still have options. They can choose FedEx, they can choose DHL, and if there's something else, they can choose it as well. Mm-hmm. They can choose whichever one that suits their pocket. But, it would be safer. But if you want to take the chance and send it to the post office and you tell us to send it to the post office for you, we are just doing whatever it is that you want. So if that's what you want, but I don't think the post office will take a passport though. But I'm not sure. I think it would have to be certified mail. Or I would not advise someone to just send a passport in regular mail. It would have to be certified. If it goes all right, I don't think that we have mail going out anyway. So I think the option is one of the current agencies.
Yeah, what were you saying, Vanel?
When I followed up with post office, I think that was sometime last year, they were not shipping stuff out, especially passports.
Okay.
That was confirmed, but last year when I followed up with them, that was not possible.
For official documents, guys, honestly, we should just be using courier services. So we mentioned DHL and FedEx. Those are the main two options that would work best in Dominica, Vanel?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, excellent. So Anthony Simon wants to know, are your contractors all licensed and fully insured? Just curious.
So we don't have contractors, like our contractors, like that type of thing. We can just connect you to contractors.
Right. And then it will be your responsibility to ask them.
Maybe in the future, we may have, that type of relationship with contractors. Right. But for now, just starting off, we will, we'll find reputable contractors that you can choose from. I mean, we're probably not just going to give you one. We'll give you the options that we know of, and then you'll choose.
And let us just make it abundantly clear that the other add-ons we are talking about, they are not part of the services, the core services of Simex. The core services of CIMIC, I want to be abundantly clear, because I would hate for Vanel to maybe refer you to someone and then you have a bad experience and then you want to give a bad review to CIMIC. That would not be fair, because what they're doing is, out of the generosity of their hearts, they're saying, if I cannot help you with this, because our primary business is document retrieval, we are here to serve the Dominican community at home and overseas, because if you're at home and you want the service, you can certainly make use of it. And we're here to serve the Dominican community on retrieving documents. Let's make this abundantly clear. But if you require other services as a courtesy, right? Important word, as a courtesy, we can recommend someone else to you. They are not officially part of our business, but because we believe in community service, we can recommend X, Y, or Z to you. Did I say that appropriately, Elhana?
Yes. Oh, completely.
Yeah. All right, guys. So let us make sure we share the phone numbers. And before we do, let us talk about if you are affiliated with the government, because that is one of the questions that was under your frequently asked questions. So are you affiliated with the government?
So we're not affiliated with the government, but we are a registered company following the rules and the laws of the Commonwealth of Dominica. However, we have made sure that, you know, we follow the rules and regulations and all sorts of compliance expectations for the different offices that we are communicating with to do business for you. So we try to make sure that we have connections and we have communication with those offices, but we are not a part or affiliated or owned or managed or controlled or any sort of official connection with the government of Dominica.
Excellent. And that information is also on the website. And I'm very happy that you included the last two questions. So let us talk about them. Do you help with first-time passports?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if this is your first time applying for your passport, but you live overseas, they certainly do. And then can I apply for a passport for my child, even if they are not born in Dominica?
Yes, that's possible.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, once you are a Dominican, your children are Dominican by descent. And once you can prove that your children are your children and you were born in Dominica, you can send those documents as well, applying on your application for the passport. The process will be a bit different. You do have to do an interview, but we are in 2024 and the immigration office is able to do virtual interviews for passports now. So that is a possibility as well. But the yes. thing is that you would have to make sure that the children you are on the birth certificate, for instance, because I remember some time ago we had someone asking about it, being able, if they can get a passport for their child. But the trick question was that they are not on the child's birth certificate. Situations like that would call for a little bit more, so we would not get ourselves involved in those such complicated situations. We could put you in contact, you know, with whoever you need to talk to about it, but it would not be one of our regular things that we would do if it's, you know, if the child is not your name is not on the birth certificate and that kind of thing. But if it's straightforward, we can get the documents in, you know, liaise with the immigration office on your behalf as well. So it's not like we're doing it. And remember, people, we are not doing the passports, we are not doing the applications, we're not doing anything. We're just being the liaison, basically. We're liaising with the immigration office on your behalf. So if we say that we can help you to do it and you send in your application and immigration says no, then there's nothing that we can do. We are not the deciding factor in anything like that. But we can help.
So you're the facilitator.
Right. We can help. You know, so our help, for instance, if you do that something, if you want to do something like that and we help you to put in the application and that type of thing, we have done our part. If it is denied by immigration, then that's really, you know.
If immigration denies you, do they typically tell you why you were denied?
Yes, they will. And to add to what Elhana said, what we would like to do is to even avoid clients having to go through the process. So if they would have to give us obviously all the information, and then we communicate it to the immigration department if we are presented with a situation that we are unfamiliar with.
Okay. Yeah?
So prior to them even to send their application down and then it's denied, they would know beforehand that would not be possible.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we would have totally would like in everything that we do, we will totally try to avoid you wasting your time. So if you ask us about something, if this is possible and we're not sure, we will go and find out first and then tell you, okay, yes, it is possible, put it through. So most times if we tell you to put it through and you put it through, it's something that we know that we have already checked and we know that, okay, send it. So we just want to remind as well about that.
Yeah. And I want to make sure we share the phone number. So we will do that towards the end of the program. But I wanted to also look at some of your reviews On your website. So let's make sure it's actually showing on this side, because StreamYard, oh yes, it's showing. StreamYard is funny sometimes. So Gina Dorival says, and this is January 15th, 2024. So this is very current. I recently heard about the company named Cymex. I was in need of a document in Dominica. A relative was making trips for over a few weeks trying to obtain the documents and could not get that document in a short time frame. It was, you need this, then you, oh God, that's so frustrated. Or they tell you, go to this office, go to that office. If that person is not there, it's just a mess. After a few weeks, I remembered the company Cymex that was advertised on Facebook. I contacted Cymex, OMGGG, the professionalism, the speed in response, the confidentiality. I was thrilled with how quick the responses were coming together with updates and progress of obtaining that document. Within a few hours, Cymex contacted me stating that your document should be ready and the fee is that amount. I got my document hassle-free. I still can't believe that in Dominica there is a company getting your documents for you so quick. Thank you, Cymex. I would highly recommend Cymex all your transactions in having a hassle-free service. Yes, contact them today. And there's another couple of them, guys. You can feel free to read them. But how does it feel, Ilhana and Vernell, hearing such a positive review?
Well, that's what we want to do. We want to make life easier for Dominicans who are abroad and even for those living here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Havis Badwill, great to see you. Sandra Green, nice to see you as well. Ayana, don't afraid, okay? You asked what are the rates. Remember, guys, you can always catch the replay of the program if you missed any portion. So, Ayana, we talked about the fees already. So it's on the website. But if you would like, check out the replay once the video ends and you will be able to see all the information you may have missed along the way. So now let us talk about how the people can get in touch with you, your phone numbers, and I will go ahead and post it on Facebook. Actually, I saw it before, so let's just go ahead and pull it up and tell us about how soon you get back in touch with anyone who contacts you. So what are your operational hours and all that information?
So our website is, our website has a chat feature, mm-hmm. where you can send a message, and those messages come directly to us. So we most times, if we're available, even if it's outside of regular business hours, we can get the message. And we try to respond to any message that we receive within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Most times you will get a response before 24 hours, but just within 24 hours as a maximum. On our chat, that is possible. If you message us on Facebook as well, we respond within 24 hours, most likely before 24 hours, but that's just our limit. 24 hours is our limit. Or if you want to message us on, we also have Instagram, and, if you want to WhatsApp us on our both numbers, we have WhatsApp on the both numbers, mm-hmm. our US number and our Dominica number. So these are the two WhatsApp numbers that you can contact. We try to be very accessible because we also want to be able to update you very easily as well. So if, let's say, you have something, you send us documents or you ask for something, we want to be able to reach out to you as well. Mm-hmm. And get in contact with you so we can expedite whatever it is to make sure you receive the message early enough.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
Just listening to the majority of a program that we did with Cymex Inc. out of Dominica. Fascinating idea for those of us who are looking to renew our passports, to get our birth certificates, any official documents that you need from Dominica. So don't forget to check out their website at S as in Sam, I as in India, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, xx.org. So again, www.simexx.org for all your needs in terms of getting your passport renewed, your birth certificate, your certificate of title, anything that you need from Dominica, but you live overseas. And yes, they also provide the service to people who live in Dominica as well. So you will certainly want to check them out. So again, we are grateful that they've signed on to be a sponsor of the programming that we do. So we look forward to building a partnership with Cymex Inc. So again, thank you for joining us for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. This is where we stop by every week to get powered up and energized together and to remind ourselves of the life goals that we have set out for ourselves and just how are we remaining consistent with those life goals. So we have a lot more programming to offer to you. So don't forget to follow Push Past Them on Facebook and to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And for more information about everything that we do, you can log on to pushpast10.com. So www.pushpast10.com to find out even more about what we do. And don't forget the video of Cymex is being played right there, so you can get to see the lovely ladies we were talking to. And while you're on Push Past 10, don't forget to check the past podcast of Untapped Potential for any episodes you may have missed along the way. So with that, we say have a good evening. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget to tap into your potential. Remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, and stay active until we meet again right back here next week at the same time. You have yourself a wonderful week. Take care.